I'm going to go to the school.
I just go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Meg ugye az van, hogy a koncert mellé lehet jönni erre. Én csak azért tudtam így jönni, mert az a Bálint, az, aki itt dolgozik.
Ó, azt is teljesen meg kell.
Vagy az, hogy regisztrálni csak úgy lehet, hogyha a koncertjegyet beírod.
Ja, igen.
És akkor én felhívtam a Bálintot, és mondta, hogy nyugodtan jövök. De most itt még föltartottak, de ezt nem mondtam, hogy bejöhet. Szóval ez elvileg egy ilyen, gondolom. De gondolom a koncertre azért jönnek?
Igen.
Többen, mint három.
Hát ti voltatok tegnap is, nem? Nagyon jó volt, de ma is jó lesz a koncert.
És ki fog minket tanítani? Vagy oktatni? Vagy
lesz? Jó.
Szakszakonos? Maga? Kíváncsi vagyok.
Fogsz tolmácsolni?
Ja, mert nektek kérhetjük?
Lehet.
Jó.
Ha megkérhetünk. Jó, oké, köszi.
Lehet, hogy helyet kéne cserélni.
Vagy igen, vagy nem. Tehát, hogy...
Meg szólok, akkor neki vagy.
Great.
First part, there's no words. That's a little welcome. Haere mai, haere mai. That's a welcome in Maori language.
Oh. Yay!
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah. So, yeah, Andres, you can translate a little.
Yeah. Only for them, I think. Andres, you speak English. Yeah. I just translate only for them.
Yeah, sure. I mean, pretty sure. My name's Hayden. Yeah. This is like compact. Overtone singing lesson. Yeah. All the information in small time.
Yeah. Okay.
I do this for 30 years. Yeah. 30, yeah. With big people and small people. When I do with small people, I call it rainbow singing. Rainbow singing. And I say I swallow the prisma, yeah. And I have the white light, my voice, yeah. And I have the slow colors going up to the fast colors. White light. To the fast colors, yeah. That's rainbow singing. Yeah. So my first question is, do any of you sing avatars?
I've tried it. I did a workshop on it before. I cannot make the bass sound quiet.
I have this.
Yes. Actually, the answer is we all sing avatars. Yeah. From the moment we come into the world, out of our mothers. There we go.
Wow.
There are always avatars in the voice, yeah. Sometimes, and it's like a journey of not just a physical technique of singing, but also listening. Because the avatars are everywhere, yeah. And that's why sometimes when I teach overtones, I say it's like, you know, a red pill, blue pill, yeah? Mm-hmm. You take the red pill, overtone pill, and you hear the overtones everywhere. Yeah. And there's no way back. Yeah. So, engines, cars, washing machines, yeah. Even if I listen very closely to this, this one. I can hear an overtone in this ventilation.
Mm.
Many people think it's from Central Asia, this technique. Yeah. Actually, there are many examples around the world. Yeah. Africa, different parts of Asia. Of course, most famous is tuba in Mongolia. Yeah. And sometimes in this course I teach, okay, today it's compact, I teach how to sing it over tones. I'll give you the information. Yeah. You go away and you just do it. Yeah. Other courses I teach is more about the number, the metaphysical or the symbolic nature of number. Yeah. Because when I sing this note, any note, and I sing these harmonics, yeah. I'm singing one, that's the one, one, and I'm singing this note's vibrating like this. And we have, this is the four. So this is four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. These are the harmonics, yeah? Mm-hmm. And another way to think of this is number, which comes alive, yeah? I'm not sure how you say in Hungarian, I would say in English, like, not just four things, but fourness, fiveness, the quality of five, six, seven, yeah? So with these overtones, we can listen to the quality of number through sound, yeah? That's a whole nother universe of yeah? So sometimes I teach like how to sing, yeah, mm-hmm. But I also teach these overtones, show us the intervals, the musical intervals, and their natural form. Mm-hmm. Well, let's actually choose my bass. It's here. Mm-hmm. I take those harmonics. And I can also play them. Yeah, and I'm playing the harmonics. So there's there are many, many parts of this beautiful world of harmonics, yeah? This is a nice, my friend, called Shruti Box, yeah? First time I saw or heard, I fell in love with this. And when I sing, sometimes, it helps to have a little accompaniment or bass, but it's not essential. I can sing also like this funny song. Yeah, yeah. So, and I would say, because it's condensed, yeah, the first steps on this journey is simply like listening to myself. And one of the easiest ways to make overtones is to use the vowel sounds. Mm-hmm. Well, for us would be a, e, e, or u. I'm not sure in Hungarian how the something like that. Yeah. And the key for this all this work is slowness. So when we sing, yeah, to make slow changes, because it's in between the a, the e, the o, the u. It's in between, in the space in between, these harmonics will come out. Yeah? As an example, if I sing a note, any note. I'm actually going fast, I have to go very slowly. Yeah, you can listen to myself. Yeah? Yeah? I can also even close my ears sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. And each one of us will have maybe a different note that feels comfortable, yeah? Okay? Because I'm not a singer, I'm a saxophone player, yeah? But I like to sing, yeah? Yeah? It's fun to sing. But, and so when you're by yourself, maybe, it's sometimes nice to, what we call musicians, glissando, to find like, feels good. Ah, that's my notes today. Ah, for example, yeah. Mm. When you're by yourself, yeah. Spend some time to, yeah, yeah. It's nice to do this in a resonant room, for example, bathroom sometimes, shower, yeah. Or okay, church. some big spaces. This room is nice, but you know, and we're just gonna just choose a note. Now we will do it together. We'll choose a note. Just for fun, I'm not sure if this is in. How's this note here? Is this okay? Okay, cool. So, in your own time, you're singing this note, yeah? And slowly changing from. Also in Hungarian, five vowels?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's 13.
Ah, oh, yeah, there are more? Oh, okay. Oh, you have like, oh.
13 altogether.
Okay, that's even better for the other tones.
Yeah.
We have more or less five.
So,
just in your own time, don't follow me. See, we'll be singing this note, and just slowly changing the vowels. Ourselves. Yeah. Now the principle, I'm not a very strict teacher, but the principle for this work for musicians, for singers, yeah, is physical. Relax shoulders, yeah. Straight back, yeah. We're breathing which we call the diaphragm. This is like a, so the inward breath is, you feel your stomach go out. That's the outward breath, okay? Shoulders are always relaxed, yeah? So when I'm breathing, it's always just like a, the head's just always relaxed, yeah? Of course I can do it in terms like this. Of course I could, but it just helps to, yeah, have these principles. With a good inward, a good full breath, and sing. Yourselves, yeah. Spend some time just trying these vowels, yeah. Listen into these first harmonics or overtones, yeah. Or dancing friends. There's different names you call them. Yeah. Yeah. The next step, yeah. And now I'm going very fast because this is compact. Is what I'm doing with my, I'm putting my tongue on the roof of my mouth. In English, when I would say the word love, for example, love, yeah, but I just stay on the first L. Yeah. So my, so when I'm singing the note, so when I make that, just to feel that, that position, that like L, but just the start of the L. So the tongue is up, yeah. What I'm doing in my mouth is I'm making a second resonance, yeah? Second resonance. I'm making this under my tongue. Mm-hmm. So another way to do it is imagine, with this position, like I had a hot pea, or a hot little small potato, or a hot olive under my tongue. Yeah? Yeah? That's the, just to imagine, yeah? Because under my tongue's on the top, like under it I have this little extra space. That's where I'm making some of these other tones. Yeah. Mm. Now you'll see my mouth is. When I first start to do this, the overtones will not be strong, yeah? But maybe I will hear like maybe one or two, yeah. And when I hear one, I will focus on that little overtone. And I'll kind of bring it out a little bit. So when I was first trying to do this. When I started some years ago, it would sound like this. First mistake, I'm making lots of movement. I don't think it should change so much. Once I hear one overtone, changing just a little bit, not much movement, very small movement, yeah? The first, what people do is, you don't need to make lots of, just very small movement, yeah? And focus in maybe on one harmonic overtone. These are the first little steps, yeah? Now, we are together now. It's different when you're by yourself, but we can try this note, yeah? Just in your own time, you're singing it, you have that tongue position, like the, and just very slow movements with the mouth, yeah? These are like your little, can you start? Just, yeah, just now all we're doing now is just to listen in and see if we can hear some of these overtones. Yeah? Very nice. Could you try, please? Now you're seeing this note, could you go to this note, this note? Mm-hmm. Try that one.
I'm not finding the
overtone.
Okay, yeah. Try
this one, this one.
Again, yeah. I didn't hear it, but they said
no,
they heard it.
Try
this note here, this is a good one. On those ones,
mm-hmm.
a little bit, and just, you know, yeah. And even just the act of listening to yourself, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's very powerful. Just, you know, just listening to yourself, you're making the sounds and listening. It's like a kind of feedback loop of information. Yeah.
What was my note? Because I'm remembering all my words.
Oh, that's fine. You can try that one. Yeah, that's good.
I can hear more of this L, yeah, this,
mm-hmm.
L, try that, yeah. Very nice, very nice. And then just try to make the changes even slower. Very slow changes in your position, yeah.
Mm.
And you'll hear the overtones kind of like click to the next one automatically.
Mm.
Yeah. Beautiful, yeah. And so when you're by yourself, you can just experiment with different ones, which is like the foundation, the tonic. In India, it's sa, your bass note, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you'll find sometimes one, that one feels good, yeah.
Mm.
That's what you can do in your own time,
yeah.
Yeah. Could you try a little bit? It's good for us to hear the different voices.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one okay for you?
Yeah, but that one's strong. Yeah, you try it again. Yeah, no. Yes, that's interesting because we hear the overtones. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you do it yourself, think,
yeah.
They're not happening. But they are. They're there. So it's a little bit that process sometimes of listening to yourself. Yeah.
But is it possible that we hear it better because we are in a distance from him?
I don't think so. I think it's just to get used to your own overtones.
Yeah?
And also because a little bit, maybe we are not singers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us sometimes. Some time to like be declined with our voices, yeah. Or not just to lose the fear, but just like you know, we just sit. Oh, to have that kind of playfulness,
mm-hmm.
the kind of child's playfulness, you know, with the voice, yeah. And just out of for interest. Can we try that? Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, and could I ask you politely just experimenting now, even to give it a little bit more volume? Could you try and give a little bit more volume in the bass voice? Yeah. that's really nice. Mm-hmm. You could, so now you have the tongue at the top, right? Yeah. You have the in this position. Yeah. You could alternate a little bit, experimenting between the vowels, like. And then put the tongue up, you know what I mean? So we have the vowel like this. And then I put my tongue up like that. This is something you could try. Yeah. Yeah, but at the end there was some strong ones. Yeah. That kind of, I'm just saying, this space in between the, let's say, the play of the vowels, yeah? Having fun, like. And then all of us putting your tongue up. That's that point where the, might be a fun thing to play with, yeah? Nice, yeah, very nice, yeah.
First time I hear something.
Yeah, I mean, but that's beautiful, yeah. The overtones are a little bit shy, and they start to come out, yeah. And that's a nice moment. It's a fun process, yeah. Yeah. When I started to do it, I heard a recording, actually. I said, what is that? I've never heard that before in my life, you know. I wanted to learn it, so I tried it. It took me maybe a week or 10 days for the first little overtone to come. Mm-hmm. And slowly they came more.
So did you record yourself?
No, back then I didn't record myself. I was just trying in my bathroom. And then this overtone came, and so it was kind of like just a learning process for myself, yeah, without a teacher. So we can, you know. Would you like to try a note? Yes. Yeah. Playfully change the note. And sometimes, that's not working. This one's even better for me, so I find this, you know, very playful with that, yeah. But they're very beautiful, yeah. By the way, so far, any questions? Anything questions at all? Good. Okay, we just keep going. Yeah, you want to try it? Yeah. Try a little bit just for fun. The moving's good. Some of these vowels, even the Hungarian ones, change the vowels. Yeah. Slowly with slow changes. good. That was good. There was a that other time was came in nicely. Yeah. The point just came out like even the glissandi. I would even do those slower, like. Always slowness, yeah. Gotta go. No worries, big pleasure. They're great, good stuff. You want to try?
Should I come in like a or you?
Yeah, try with that. Yeah, sure, 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 man. That's good. Nice. Get just a little bit more power with the voice, maybe. Just a little bit more. Beautiful. And then at the end, on the all, put your tongue up to the position. Yeah, very nice. That's a good, great start. This is the beginning of a little journey. Experimentation, vowels, tongue, slowness, and listening. And always having fun. Never late. It's always like a kind of playful. That's why the way sometimes little people learn this, kind of like this cute curiosity, do not need to know the other larynx, the tongue, It's more of just a playful kind of experimentation. Just in brief, the other technique I do sometimes I call, which is this, this is basically letting the voice fall. Just in short, this one you be careful with, but I started by just being aware of my throat. And we have this kind of, we call them fake vocal cords also, like the second ones, and to become aware of them, it's like when you clear your throat, you're like like this, just to be aware of this, and that can develop into this. This is the process we're going into that kind of, and because these little things vibrate, actually it vibrates an octave below, so that's the note I'm singing, becomes an octave lower, again, the key is gentleness, and just being aware of it. Sometimes I call it the inner Harley Davidson. This is another form of Central Asian, which also women can do.
But I need to stand.
Yes, of course. Standing is always good for the So these are the basic that's like overtone. I would say 101. That's the basic principles of it. Listening, slowness. Curiosity or gentleness, and be aware like these overtones everywhere, and I always say a little bit all the time, like every day for fun somewhere, like I just try it, a little tiny bit, that helps a lot, just a little, even a minute or two every day when you're in the mood, then you'll find that this is very, very powerful over a period of time. And that's basically, I would say, like the information you could go away with and
For one man.
Yeah. Yes.
Can I ask if when you try this troll singing?
Low one?
Yes, sometimes I try it.
Yes.
And have this strange feeling when I want to call. So
yeah.
After a time it gets natural or?
Yes,
it,
yeah.
Okay.
But always be gentle
with
yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we could just close by singing together. Mm.
Okay.
When I play, I often have, this is the, oh, we're singing this note, yeah. But I will add in this one for fun. Steps for a journey.
Thank you.
That's my little gift to you, and I hope next time I see you, we'll be singing more overtones together.
Yeah.
Any questions, or is that okay?
Yeah.
When you put your tongue up, do you put it through your teeth or just like? I mean, like this, or just like this?
No, like
or
that, like a,
like this.
I can on the side.
You touch your teeth.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
These teeth.
Yes. Yes. I mean, actually, above the teeth, right? Like the kind of gum, we say, yeah.
Yeah, the teeth are like this, and then he's here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's more the sides of the tongue, touching them, right? Not the tip, but the
and
side.
And do you touch these teeth through? Okay.
Sharp fütyüléshez az intenzitástól jön meg, az az egészen fütyülő, amit nála hallok.
Hát az, hát hogyha eltaláljuk azt a pontot, azért kell lassan, mert van egy pont, ahol megszólal magától, hogy ezt keressük ezekkel a á, ő magánhangzókkal, meg kell keresni azt a pontot. Én meg kell tanulni hallani, és akkor beazonosítani. Comes from really deep. It does help.
You know, women or people with high voices have very good overtone singers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's if you have a low voice. It's,
I mean, I have a feeling that where you make the bass sound, you make it comes from from here.
I mean, because I play a lot of saxophone, so I do work a lot on the breath.
Yeah.
That's why I say just with the diaphragm. It is a help. It's a whole nother field. But working on the breath a little bit, like having this, like, you know, is definitely helps for the singing.
Just check it.
The simple version.
He's asking if you do the throat singing, this one.
Yeah.
Do you use your tongue or not?
The tongue is just like free in the mouth, so I'm not using the tongue.
I think I'm
sound these chants that you sing.
Then I don't use the and I need to read them song. I don't know the Sanskrit.
We will have time for that one. I would say is that okay for you?
Absolutely.
Thanks for your participation.
Thank you.
Have fun making rainbows with your voice. Feel free to stay and sing. I'm just going to go.
Az a köcök, ami elválasztja a nyelőcsövet és a légzés, és a, tehát ott van, és hogyha nagyon lazának kell lenni, hogy picit is befeszülök, akkor elmegy.
De ha ráteszem az öngét, akkor elhallgat. Valami ilyesmi.